From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with The Jeff Ritchie Experience, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
If you knew you had just one more day to live, what would you do? Would you seek familiar comforts or reach out for something new? Would you go away and be alone or seek a friend or two? If you knew you had just one more day to live, what would you do? What would you do? Someone that you dream of in a private fantasy. Is there someone standing with you now whose feelings you can see? If you only had one person you could love, who would it be? Who would it be?
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 597th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with the Jeff Ritchie Experience. JRE is a quartet of seasoned bluegrass, folk, jazz, and rock musicians based in Berea, Kentucky, who are dedicated to performing and recording original music composed by bassist, lead vocalist, and band leader Jeff Ritchie. Electric and eclectic since 2013, that's JRE. Please welcome the Jeff Ritchie Experience to the Red Barn stage.
Can't be taught, it must be learned to love another and be loved in return, to walk through fire and avoid getting burned. This is the place, this is the time. Let the light of love within you shine. Always knew it way back when. Misplaced it somewhere buried deep within. Had little visions of it now and then. This is the place. This is the time. Let the light of love within you shine one more time. This is the time. Let the light of love within you shine. Greatest joy you'll ever know. Plant a seed and watch it grow. Hey! One little word can make it so. Is the time. Let the light of love within you shine. One more time, one more time. This is the place. This is the time. Let the light of love within you shine.
Let it shine, Randall. Thank you.
This is the time. Let the light of love within you shine.
One more time.
This is the place. This is the time. Let the light of love within you shine.
Oh, let it shine, shine, shine.
Let it shine.
Well, now here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to talk more with JRE.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
Hey, Jeff, why don't we start by chatting a little bit about places and experiences that constitute where you're from.
Jeff Ritchie.
I'm a native of Savannah, Georgia. I was born and raised there until I was 16. Then my family relocated to the western North Carolina area near Asheville, North Carolina. It was when I was in high school in North Carolina that I didn't know it at the time, but I formed the ambition to do what I'm doing now, which was to play in a band that hardly ever plays and doesn't make a lot of money. Success!
Yes.
There was a band in Black Mountain, North Carolina in the mid-80s called the Dogs of Pompeii. They were strictly a cover band. There were no originals whatsoever. That part of it I'm not so interested in, but they were great. There were dentists and lawyers and construction site supervisors and whatever, about five or six of these guys. They seem to be a rotating cast of Dogs of Pompeii. Anybody could be a Dog of Pompeii on a Friday night, I guess. And we would go down. It was the there was only one club in Black Mountain that was all ages at that time. If you wanted to, you know, go hang out and listen to live music, and you were under 21 in this relatively small town of about 5,000 people, this was the way to do it. And these were the soundtrack. And I just thought, oh, this is great. These guys are having so much fun. They're my parents' age, but they don't seem to let that stop them. They're having a really good time. I thought, one of these days, I don't know what's going to happen between now and then, but I want to be there then. That's what I want. So here we are.
Was there a point in your musical life where you felt like, maybe this could be a vocation, or maybe this is something I really want to dive into deeply and give a go?
I would say about every 20 minutes during graduate school.
It was
a strong temptation. My first semester of college, I toyed pretty seriously with being a music major. I had done a lot of jazz. I'd gone to a good high school in Savannah that had a huge jazz program, and that's a very good jazz town. When I was 13 and 14 years old, I was playing upright bass in Dixieland bands on River Street in Savannah, and that was just kind of what you did on the weekend. So it kind of seemed like a natural trajectory, but then I looked at my friends who were music majors, and they were so unhappy. And I thought, gosh, I don't know. You know, for me, it's called playing music, not working music. A lot of music majors realize you really have two majors in college. You have music and you have everything else. It hits you from both sides. And it's a little bit, like, I think, like being a science major. There's a lot of time in ensembles. There's a lot of time with groups. You got to put in hours that you don't get academic credit for, because if you don't, you won't be able to make the grade. And I think they were just overworked.
Yeah.
1980, what a year. Sincerity gave way to fear. Innocent of politics, I tried to find a reason, find a rhyme. Stranded in a soulless time, rescued on the day John Lennon died. John Lennon died to set me free, to hear my drama differently. As children of the 70s, we yearned for years that had made our mothers cry. The day John Lennon died. Never thought that I'd fit in that Ronald Reagan corporate skin. I heard the news that day, oh boy, I cried. Always knew I'd never be someone who had those memories. All I have's the day John Lennon died. John Lennon died to set me free, to hear my drama differently. Yearn for John Lennon died, Mr. Chapman and his gun, by the seeking bastard's son. He was not the only one. Whether his tree was high or low, by its branches I was sanctified. Walls and bridges pass away, I never will forget that day. December 8th, the day John Lennon died. John Lennon died, he set me free, 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 to hear my drummer differently. Compass overboard. The sea is so big and my boat is so small. Too tired to row, but too careful to jump, too frightened to fall. so wide. No dry land horizon, no place for the poor lost sailor to hide. Surprise, your belly alive. Arise, arise, open your eyes to see the sun. Are coming. I said that storms are coming. Pretty soon, pretty soon. Pretty soon.
Robert, you're nodding.
That was pretty much my experience at Berea College.
Robert Rohrer.
It's, of course, a liberal arts college, so I had my music classes, and I had, like Jeff said, everything else. And at the end of the semester, people get their grades, and they, you know, have like four or five things listed on there, four or five classes. And I'd have 8 or 10 or 12, but some of them were just like a quarter credit or, you know, essentially one credit hour each. So it's like, you know, I had voice lessons, I had piano lessons, I had concert choir, I had chamber singers. When I was in the band, I also had band and jazz band. Yeah, it was just ridiculous. You know, we kind of felt like we were the most overworked people on campus, except for the nursing majors.
And the faculty.
No, we didn't feel that way. Yeah. I thought they had it easy.
I thought that too, but you know what?
Robert, yeah, when you're doing a music major, you have to focus on either doing performance or
performance or music education,
right.
You could take the easy route out, which I did. I went general music, so I didn't learn to teach or perform.
As you can see.
But I can analyze a Bach chorale. I learned to sing. Voice was my main instrument at Berea College. That didn't actually have a guitar teacher at the time.
As I go on my journey over land and over sea, I meditate upon my path and where it's taken me. And the more I contemplate it, the more clearly I can see that it is not I who walks my path walks through me. Raise a glass for me, brothers, raise your voice for me, son. Raise some cane while your light still shines. Sister, save me some. There is beauty in the heartbreak. There's music in the pain. There's a masterpiece of steady loss, a ballad of slow gain. And the more I gaze into it, the more there is to see, and the more I listen to it, the more the songs in me
Raise a glass for me, brothers. Raise your voice for me, son. Raise some cane while your light still shines. Sister, save me some. Homeward, my back, the setting sun, let lonesome feelings guide my feet, whether they walk or run. For a man's a wandering spirit, whose time is gone and come, and whoever seeks to go back to the body he came from. Raise a glass for me, brothers. Raise your voice for me, son. Raise some cane while your light still shines. Sister, save me, son. Raise some cane while your light still shines. And sister, save me, son.
Thank you.
Past 10. Clouds coming in again. Got no reason to complain. I'm just waiting on the rain. Feel that breeze changing keys. Can't control what is not mine. Just the king inside my head.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Jeff Ritchie Experience. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of the Jeff Ritchie Experience after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.